Good afternoon. It's 5:06. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Samantha Morrill.
And I'm Annabelle Peterman.
Election officials here in Rowan County and across the state are gearing up for tomorrow's primary.
A regional automotive parts manufacturer is expanding and creating dozens of new jobs.
A Moorhead police officer killed in a hit and run while on the job is being remembered more than 80 years after his death.
Moorhead State University is set to host a Rubik's Cube competition next month.
And we get an update on what the MSU men's baseball team has been up to.
There's a chance of rain tonight with lows in the upper 50s. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news.
Rowan County officials are getting ready to open the polls for tomorrow's primary election. In Rowan County, voters are divided into 18 precincts as they were last election. Polls open at 6 a.m. and close at 6 p.m. Officials say voters can view a sample ballot at their polling location before they reach the booth. The primary ticket includes candidates for governor, commissioner of agriculture, and other state positions. Rowan County Clerk Elwood Cottle Jr. says the turnout usually differs between local, state, and federal elections.
We had the three-day early voting, which was this past Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and we had 2% turnout. So actually, we just had a total of 452 people vote in 3 days. We've had 107 absentee ballots that we've mailed out. But the state, from what I understand, they're projecting a 12 to 13% turnout.
Digital sample ballots and live results are available through the Rowan County Clerk's website. Cottle anticipates Rowan County's results will be counted and available a couple hours after polls close.
Big Rapids Products in Montgomery County plans to expand operations, creating more than 44 full-time jobs for the region. Officials say the $4.5 million investment will add machinery and equipment to help the company meet growing demand. Mount Sterling Mayor Al Botts says it's exciting anytime someone wants to make an investment in the area.
And it's even more exciting when those that have been here and been good community partners with us in the past decide to expand their operations to bring more jobs into our community. So, you know, we like saying Mount Sterling's open for business.
Big Rapids currently has 50 full-time equivalent employees. Officials say that 44 new positions will pay more than $27 per hour plus benefits. Montgomery County Industrial Authority and Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Jason Rainey says recently approved tax incentives were key in securing the Big Rapids expansion.
A Moorhead police officer who was killed in the line of duty is being remembered through a tribute. 81 years ago, on May 9, 1942, 46-year-old Officer Leslie Ward was shot and killed during a hit and run. He was survived by his wife and 9 children. According to the Moorhead Police Department, a room in their facility has now been declared the John Leslie Ward Community Room. Ward's family and descendants were joined by current officers and city officials at the dedication ceremony last week to celebrate the officer's service and commitment to the Moorhead community.
The Department of Justice released a report in March investigating Louisville's police department. Constitutional violations were highlighted in the report done by the Louisville Metro Government and Louisville Metro Police Department. Louisville resident Monica Thomas believes that the findings in the report are nothing new. Thomas says that for real change to come in Louisville, all people's voices must be heard.
The world has opened back up, and those that have kind of been sanctioned with complete power and control over their intimate partners have have seen more stress in the family as the world opens up and survivors are able to maybe reach out for help.
Thomas also mentioned in the interview the lack of authenticity meetings with the community have had.
Teenagers could become police officers under a bill that's making its way through the Ohio legislature. WMKY's Hallie Adams reports the bill is now on its way to the Ohio House.
Senate Bill 53 is moving through the Ohio State House. It aims to decrease the age requirement to become a police officer from 21 to 18. certain municipalities in the state have already elected to allow people between the ages of 18 and 20 to become officers. Bill sponsors say the change will allow police departments to better protect communities during a time of police officer shortages. The legislation passed the Senate 25-8 with all 7 Democrats and just 1 Republican voting against it. The bill will not require police departments to change their current hiring practices. At least 14 other states already allowed people as young as 18 to become officers. For WMKY News, I'm Hallie Adams reporting.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Downtown Moorhead Incorporated, presenting Roots Music Weekend May 26th and 27th in Downtown Moorhead. Live music starts at 5 p.m. each day. Friday's showcase includes Albert Lloyd and Reister, T.D. Young, Shelby Lore Band, and Magnolia Boulevard. Saturday features Brett and Donnie, The Gens, Wolfpin Branch, and Kyle Fields. Roots Music Weekend at 5 p.m. on Friday, May 26th and Saturday, May 27th in downtown Moorhead.
An RSV vaccine may be coming soon. The Food and Drug Administration has greenlit a vaccine that would be given to people ages 60 and older. However, more steps are needed before the shot can be used. Dr. Michael Kilkenny at Cabell Huntington Health Department tells WSAZ the possible vaccine is a revolutionary breakthrough.
This is a big advance. Since that time until now, we've all wanted a vaccine for RSV. It causes so many hospitalizations, so much severe illness. It's so disruptive. They're going to look at the safety data. They're going to look at how it was administered, the effectiveness, all of the data there. And so they could still put a hold on it.
The CDC is currently in the middle of their clinical trials for the vaccine.
Hospitals around the country have relied on travel nurses to fill nursing gaps they may have had since the nursing shortage began. Hazard ARH is trying a different technique to not rely on travel nurses and combat the shortage at the same time. Hazard ARH CEO Brian Springate tells WIMT the new method can help with costs and a reduction in training time.
And honestly, it was a much needed decision. It was a decision that really involved fiscal accountability, fiscal responsibility, and how you continue to provide care for the community. We brought in more new nurses to this hospital in this last semester than has ever been brought in before.
The United States has been dealing with a nursing shortage since before the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yet another mass shooting has occurred in Louisville within the past few weeks. A shooting sparked by a dispute inside a business left 1 person dead and 4 wounded downtown Sunday. Officers say they were called to the shooting about 11 p.m. Saturday. 2 men and 2 women were found wounded in 1 location and taken to a hospital. Another man was found shot a short distance away and was also taken to a hospital where he died. He was identified by the Jefferson County Coroner's Office as 22-year-old DeMonte Marshall. No arrests were immediately reported. Homicide detectives are investigating.
2 lawsuits have been filed against a West Virginia state police trooper. WMKY's Kyle Kramer reports the latest case includes American Legion Post 19 and West Virginia State Police.
A second lawsuit has been leveled against a West Virginia state trooper in Logan County. The lawsuit, filed in Kanawha County, alleges the trooper abducted the woman from a Logan County bar, raped her, then left her in the parking lot of a different bar. According to WSAZ, the woman said other investigators in Logan County told her not to report the alleged rape or go to the hospital. The trooper has not been charged with any crimes. This lawsuit follows months of state and FBI investigations of multiple rapes and theft. For WMKY News, I'm Kyle Kramer.
Support for MSPR comes from the Southern Ohio Multimedia, presenting the Spirit in the Bluegrass Music Fest June 8th through 10th at the Kentucky Horse Park in Lexington. Formerly the Festival of the Bluegrass, the Spirit in the Bluegrass Music Fest brings bluegrass music back to the Kentucky Horse Park. Performers include the Seldom Seen, the Travelin' McCurries, the Poor Ramblin' Boys, and a tribute to the Bluegrass Cardinals. On-site camping, festival lineup, Tickets and more information on Facebook and online at spiritinthebluegrass.com. The Spirit in the Bluegrass Music Fest, June 8th through the 10th at the Kentucky Horse Park in Lexington.
Good news for fans of Rubik's Cubes. The Department of Mathematics at Morehead State University is currently collaborating with the World Cube Association to bring speed cubing to Morehead. The Morehead to Head 2023 Speed Cubing Competition is set for June 3rd and will feature many different types of cubes for the competition. The event will begin at 8 a.m. with a tutorial for new competitors. Registration is available until May 26th. 100 competitors will be allowed and more than 40 have already registered. Professor of the Physics and Science Education Department, Dr. Wilson Gonzalez Espada, has gained much information from his son, who is a part of the World Cube Association. He says the event will have much to offer.
You will be able to meet other competitors from the area, so they have similar interests. They can exchange information, they can exchange strategies, they can see new technologies, because the different cubes have evolved over time in terms of the technology that are the inside of the puzzles.
People who are interested in attending but do not wish to compete can also serve as judges, scramblers, and runners.
And taking a quick look at sports this afternoon, the Morehead State University baseball team took its most recent series over the weekend. WMKY's Tanner Boyd reports.
The Eagles split a pair of one-run games versus SIUE in Saturday's doubleheader to take the series 2-1. Morehead State broke through after a 1-1 tie in the seventh inning to knock off the SIU Edwardsville Cougars 3-2. Senior Matt Badio got the win out of the bullpen for Morehead State. The right-hander went 2 shutout innings without giving up a hit, 1 walk, and striking out 1. Junior Grant Heron started the ball game and went 3.2 shutout innings without allowing a hit, walking 8, and striking out 5. Morehead State is back in action tomorrow, kicking off the final week of the regular season at Marshall prior to hosting Little Rock in a 3-game set. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tanner Boyd.
Western Illinois will become a member of the Ohio Valley Conference on July 1st, though the Leathernecks football team will play the 2023 season in the Missouri Valley Football Conference before making the move. The Ohio Valley on Friday announced Western Illinois would become the 11th member in a conference with schools in Arkansas, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Missouri, and Tennessee. Western Illinois football team had played in the Missouri Valley and its previous iterations since 1985.
Taking a look at the weather for the WMKY listening area, Tuesday, rain and a chance of thunderstorms at a high of 72. Tuesday night, showers and thunderstorms are likely until the early morning and a low of 51 degrees. Wednesday, mostly sunny skies and a high of 71. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low of 44. Thursday, sunshine at a high near 76.
And that's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from WMKY's Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Tanner Boyd, Caleb Fugit, Kyle Creamer, Hallie Adams, and Braden Trent. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Annabelle Peterman and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Samantha Morrill. Now, back to All Things Considered.